Hi, my name is Connor, and I work as a driver for my rich classmate. But this was not always the case. I used to live in luxury as well. My dad was an influential businessman and owned a large company, which he and his friend had created literally from scratch. He made a lot of money, so our family lacked nothing. I liked such a laid-back life. I could afford absolutely everything. Truth be told, there was one moment that spoiled everything. I mean, studying in an ordinary college. No matter how hard I tried to persuade my father to pay for my studies at Yale University, he refused, saying that he graduated from my college and he knows how good the teaching staff is. Arguing with him is no use, so I had to put up with studying with guys having much lower status than me. There was only one thing that made me happy. My best friend, Hank, whose family was wealthy too, was my coursemate. Hank and I often hung out with popular people, threw grand parties, and sometimes even traveled with our parents to luxury resorts. We often made jokes about our poor classmates to let them know who was really the boss. But soon my whole life changed dramatically. My father's business went bankrupt due to an unsuccessful deal. As a result, we were back to square one. Our family could no longer afford to live the high life. Moreover, we had to sell the mansion and all the cars in order to pay off the debts. We found a humble little house on the outskirts of town. Living there was disgusting for me because I was used to my spacious mansion with all the amenities. But living in that hole wasn't the worst thing that happened to me. I didn't want to tell anyone in college that I had become poor, so I tried to act like I used to. But all my coursemates already knew that I was no longer that rich, so they began to laugh and mock at me. Now we switched places because I used to make fun of them, feeling my superiority. It turned out that Hank blabbed out that our family had lost everything. It was disappointing that my best friend had done this to me, but then I forgot about my hurt because Hank offered to work for him. The fact was that recently his father had fired the previous driver because he had got behind the wheel under the influence. Hank said that he put his trust in me and was willing to pay good money for a shift. It seemed to me that it was a great idea because I would work for my old friend. But soon I realized how much I was wrong. Being Hank's driver was a real nightmare. First of all, his attitude towards me changed dramatically because now he thought he was my boss. Secondly, Hank made fun of my new position all the time and often insulted me because of it. He revealed his true self, which I hadn't noticed before, and it dawned on me that it wasn't common interests and a long-term friendship that brought us together. It was all about money and pastime. When I lost my wealth, he was simply not interested anymore. Now, I was hounded even in college, since all my coursemates already knew that I was Hank's personal driver. Moreover, he didn't miss the opportunity to make fun of me in front of all the guys. Then I realized that I had lost my best friend once and for all. It really hurt and drove me mad, but I couldn't quit my work because Hank paid a lot of money. After the work shift, I came back home exhausted, locked myself in the room, and beat my pillow with my hands for a long time, relieving my anger. I wanted to get back to my former life so much. I wanted to be able to afford everything again and not to humiliate myself because of money. Then it got worse because my former friend decided that I could also be a driver for his rich friends. Hank paid even more money for that, and I became a real taxi driver for spoiled brats. We used to hang out with many of them, and now they didn't miss the opportunity to make fun of me. Moreover, I often had to wait for Hank for 5 hours at the clubs at night and then take all his friends back home. Every time I aired my grievances, Hank was pissed off. He could speak offensively to me and even refused to pay for the work shift. One evening, when I was about to go to bed, Hank called me again and asked to pick him up from the party. I said I was going to bed, but he didn't care. He started shouting at me and said that if I didn't come, he would fire me today. I had no choice but to pick him up. When he got into the car, he started complaining that I worked poorly. You see, he had to wait for me outside for 10 whole minutes. I was so angry with Hank's behavior that I was about to break down and yell at him, but I held back with the last bit of strength. However, when he said that my father was a pathetic non-entity, I was so outraged that I stopped seeing anything in front of me. I wanted to hit Hank in the face so much. I closed my eyes for a few seconds to calm down when suddenly I felt a rough jolt. After that, I came round in the hospital ward. It turned out that Hank and I got into a serious car accident. I had broken ribs. The doctors told me that Hank got his spine seriously injured. After these words, I began to be really worried about Hank because he had a very serious injury. He was still unconscious, so I couldn't visit him in the next ward. My parents were very worried about me. They were next to me all the time and asked about the details of the ride, but I hardly remembered anything. The only thing that stuck in my head was the hit from the crash. That's it. The police came to the ward a little later and started asking me questions about that evening. I told them about all the events before the accident, but it wasn't enough. In turn, I wanted to know more about what had happened, but the officer said that they weren't ready to draw any conclusions since the investigation was still underway. A couple of days later, Hank's parents came to my ward. They were outraged and promised to sue me for losing control of the car and thus ruining their son's life. They also asked if I aimed at taking revenge on Hank because that evening I didn't want to go and pick him up. I had a vivid recollection of that, as well as his numerous insults, but taking revenge? No, that's not my style. Perhaps my anger caused the crash because it was difficult for me to control my emotions and focus on driving the car. I didn't deny that it was my fault and agreed to be punished. My parents were shocked by my confession. I told them the whole story that had happened before the accident. Dad just shook his head and said that he would still challenge this case in court. When I was discharged from the hospital, I went to Hank's ward and was shocked by what I saw. He sat in a wheelchair by the window and cried. Hank looked back at me and yelled that it was my fault. I felt so sorry for my former friend that I wanted to come up to him and show compassion, but Hank didn't want to see me. I kept thinking about what I had done and couldn't calm down for several days. Guilt was burning inside and made it harder for me to recover from the accident. However, they found out something interesting soon. It changed my idea of what had happened that evening. One day I was asked to come to the police station, and there I was introduced to a man named Andrew. It turned out that Andrew's car was parked near the house. His dash cam shot the moment of the crash, and when he watched the video, he went to the police station at once. The policeman showed me the video, and I saw the car driving from the oncoming lane towards us. I tried to get away from the hit, but I couldn't. Then it was clearly seen how Hank flew out of the car and I stayed inside. This meant that he hadn't even buckled up during the ride. The officer also said that the other driver had been drunk that evening and failed to control the car. He was still in the hospital and was in a coma. At that moment, I was relieved because it proved that I wasn't guilty. Even if Hank's parents hired the best lawyers, they still wouldn't win the case. I thought that after that, Hank's parents would leave me alone and wouldn't sue me, but they still did it. During the trial, they stubbornly argued that I had deliberately crashed the car to make their son disabled. Fortunately, the judge, having seen the video shot by the dash cam, was on my side. All charges were dropped, and I was able to keep on living with a clear conscience. But Hank didn't like that decision. He sent me messages on my social media every day. It seemed to him unfair that I could walk and that he had to sit in a wheelchair all his life. He also threatened to take revenge on me as soon as he left the hospital. Though I was very sorry for Hank, I couldn't take his attacks anymore. I simply unfriended him on all social media so that I could no longer receive angry messages from him. After that accident, I developed a huge fear of cars. Even a bus ride sends shivers down my spine, so I started going to a psychologist to quickly recover from what had happened.